107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have got a very special event coming up this Sunday. Concert you are not going to want to miss. Get your tickets now. So pleased to be joined by Glenn Diaz in studio talking about Glenn's birthday concert. Glenn Diaz, it's wonderful to see you.
Always good to see you, Jamie.
Glenn, thanks so much for coming in. So this is a tradition. Of course, it's a birthday celebration, but it's a big one coming up.
Yeah.
Can we say?
Yeah, that's what they tell me. No, that's what I know. Yes, this is... I'll just give you a little bit of background before I tell you exactly what birthday this is. I started this tradition of a birthday concert 11 years ago. And so this is going to be my 11th annual, kind of sort of annual, with the, you know, with COVID thrown in the middle and, you know, as much as we can call it annual.
Sure.
So when I first did this, it was for my 60th birthday. I thought 60 was a milestone of some sort. I think most people think of 60 as being such any of the ones with the big ones that end in a zero. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so, but I did it, and I referred to it as my 59th birthday.
And holding.
And then the following year, I did it again, and I referred to it as my 58th.
Going backwards here?
Yeah, going backwards. Then I missed 57 for a particular reason, and I got back to it the following year. Anyway, I think it was when I was finally 65, for real, I decided that it was time to just drop the pretense, the charade, and tell it like it is, because everybody already knew anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, this one is now my 70th birthday, 11th annual birthday concert.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I think so.
It's the Glenn's birthday concert, and it is happening this Sunday evening at 8 o'clock at Revival House,
we
should mention.
That's correct. Yeah, that's one of the things that flitted through my mind just now, is that to talk about the tradition, is that previously they have always been held at Foster's Inn. And this year, because of the nature of the birthday, the high number... I just decided that I would like to take it somewhere else. And Revival House, for anybody that's been to both places, I mean, is a more audience performance friendly space, because it's wide open,
mm-hmm. Right?
Good sight lines and everything. But I did clear it with Craig,
okay.
Craig Foster, before I just went ahead willy-nilly and did it. I didn't want to hurt any feelings.
Fair enough. No, it's a great spot for a concert like this, a Revival House. And this is going to be a big show. You are performing, and you've got some very special guests on hand.
Yes. Well, first of all, someone who is not a guest, but who's been doing this with me regularly, is Gail Selkirk, pianist and singer. And as we have done all other years... The evening will begin with Gail doing a set, accompanying herself singing. And then there'll be a short break, and I will take the stage with Gail accompanying me on keyboard. But in addition, and we've not done this before, we have two guests with us, Barry James Payne, who I worked with in Rant Maggie Rant, and Luke Robertson. Now, both of these guys are vocalists and, you know, songwriters and guitar players. You know, in this instance, we're only using their skill as guitarists.
Fair enough. Yeah.
They will perform with me, I think. And Luke will be doing some things with me and Gail. Barry and Luke and I will form a trio for some numbers, but
nice.
Anybody who might be looking forward to hearing Barry and Luke sing, sorry, they're not going to.
But have you ever worked with Luke before, or is this the first time?
Have.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Various, little things along the way. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've chatted, of course, Glenn, so many times, and I loved what you've said, because often you're such an impromptu kind of person, improv kind of thing, that you enjoy singing at any occasion at the drop of the hat, and you've had to kind of hold back.
yes, that's refrain, because, you know, yeah, I'm all for giving it away on the street. You know, I'd like anybody who will lend me their ear or let me bend their ear. Can be subject to one of my songs at any given moment. And when I say my songs, I don't mean songs that I've written, but songs that I sing. And but I thought, with this concert coming up, and you know, there's an admission charge. It's a ticketed item that's $25. I just thought I should not be giving anything away on the street, you know.
Holding it for the concert. Yeah, holding it for the show.
That's right.
Holding it for showtime. So again, it's Glenn's 11th annual birthday concert, 70th birthday celebration at Revival House. So hats off to Rob Wiggin for helping us host this. Glenn and Gail, along with Barry James Payne and Luke Robertson. As you mentioned, you should pick up your tickets in advance, and they can do so online.
Yes, you can go to Ticket Scene. You can go to... I think you can access Revival House's website, and maybe that takes you to Ticket Scene.
Sure.
Or, you know, what's that word?
Yeah.
Connects you anyway.
Yeah, or if you run into Glenn, do you have still tickets?
I have some in my pocket.
Okay, fair enough. So if you see Glenn out and about in downtown Stratford, he's got tickets for you. And, of course, book your table at Revival House, too. That's kind
yes,
of part of
right.
the thing.
Yeah, you may have a concert ticket, but if you haven't got a dinner reservation, you have to do that separately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, Glenn, I just want to say, like, your musical legacy, you're such a wonderful part of our community, and with Rand Maggie Rand and the band Ptarmigan, that we've never had a chance to really chat about going back a few years for this.
Yeah, it's a few years, yeah. Like 1971, 2, 3, 4.
And that album has been sort of reissued and, in fact, is available.
It has a complete history all its own. It began with being a bootleg. It got picked up in the United States and was bootlegged. And I think I was the source for the bootleg, because when the album came out, and it was on Columbia Records of Canada, when it came out, and I went down to California just on a trip. I didn't have a particular purpose. It wasn't business. It wasn't anything. It was just going down to California. But I took a dozen copies of Ptarmigan with me, because I thought, I'm going to meet people along the way, and, you know, some people will put me up or give me a meal or whatever. It would be nice to have something that I can give back to them. So I took it down there, and it got dispersed however it got dispersed. And then this company in Illinois picked it up and re-released it on vinyl.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did 2 500 limited edition prints of it, right? And then they put it out on CD.
Okay.
Several years later, it came out on, and that coming out on CD, that was CD for the first time.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, oh my gosh. So there's Ptarmigan, and your years with Rant Maggie Rant, and now Rant Maggie Rant has sort of morphed into a different band, if you will.
Yes.
But my goodness, Glenn, your years with Rant Maggie Rant as vocalist with that band.
Well, I can't ever talk about Rant Maggie Rant without including the fact that, hands down, it's the best band I've ever been in, you know. And we lasted 12 years, which, you know, is no mean feat for, you know, or is a mean feat for your average band. Because a band is kind of like a marriage, and you can get really, really sick of each other quite easily. So, yeah, that we made it. And now it marches forward with Lindsay Schindler, who was our fiddler, and who is a fine, fine fiddler, and she's assembled a new ensemble called Maggie's Wake.
Maggie's Wake. And, of course, the Rant Maggie Rant CDs are still available, including the Green album. Is that still available? And I know that's one you're very proud of.
Yeah, I really do like that album. It's because it's a live album that was recorded without us knowing that it was being recorded. And so
that's the very best kind.
It was very sneaky on the part of John Hayes and our sound engineer. But, you know, he did it, and when we listened to it, we went, oh, okay, yeah, this needs to come out. And then the very last album we did was a studio album. Our first album was a studio album, very short-lived. It was called World's Edge, I think. And then the next album was a live album recorded at City Hall Auditorium. It was one of our Frost and Fire Christmas shows.
Sure, yeah.
And then we did the Green Album. And if you get a chance to see the Green Album, there's a little joke there.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
You should get it. And then we did our very last studio album called Latitude, which in many ways I think is our crowning moment. It was a really good way to go out.
Well, it's going to be another crowning moment coming up this Sunday, August 27th at Revival House. It's Glenn's 11th annual birthday concert, not to be missed. Tickets are still available. Glenn performing with Gail Selkirk along with Barry James Payne and Luke Robertson. It is going to be just a ton of fun. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for having me in.
Glenn Diaz, again, thanks so much, Glenn.